Hello, welcome to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio, playing the music that matters. So join me for another hour of epic playlists as I pay homage to the bands and artists that fly under the radar of mainstream radio. If you want to contact me, you can do so by the usual methods, tweet and Insta at SmileRadio3. You can email me, thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. Website, thecodfatherdj.com. Instagram, @thecodfatherdj. Booting off this week's show, we've got King Prone, who deliver a contrasting type of alternative rock and roll, blending ska, punk and hardcore into their boisterous music. They've been around since the mid-90s, and you can catch them at the International Ska Festival on the 18th of April at the O2 Academy in Islington, and Manchester Punk Festival, 19th of April at the Union MMU. That's in Manchester. This is Dominant View.
Jesus Christ, my mother died of cancer when I was 5. No, I don't believe in religion. I was forced to go to church. I wasn't told why. You
Subhumans there with No. They formed in Wiltshire back in 1980. Enjoyed success as one of the more literate and musically athletic British punk ensembles, as they say. They're currently touring, and you can catch them at Red Room in Stafford, 6th of April. 18th of April, they're at the Warehouse 23 in Wakefield. 19th, they're at the Manchester Punk Festival at the Union MMU. And 30th of May, Fulford Arms in York. 31st of May, Brudenell Social Club in Leeds. Right, next up we've got a Swedish punk band, Millencolly, formed 26 years, 8 albums and 2,000 live shows ago. A long time. The band's guitarist, Matthias Farm, is a super stock drag racer. The drag racing team is called Killer Snake, and you can see them, you know, perform at the Temple Newsome House in Leeds, May 25th. This is Bullion. Very, very good. Certainly an old school jukebox. That was from the 10th studio album, Wolves in Wolves Clothing, The Man I Killed. And that was from American punk rockers NoFX. Now, the four-piece formed way back in 1983. The band's sound is quite diverse, utilising elements of punk rock, skater rock, melodic, hardcore, ska punk, you name it, it's all in there. They often reference left-wing politics in the lyrics, you know, anarchy, racism, sexism, homophobia, classic inequalities. And they actually have published a warts and all book, NoFX, The Hepatitis Bath Blood and Other Stories. I think I'm going to have to purchase that, as they say. Love them. Up next, we've got Richie Kotzen on the jukebox. He's a guitarist, singer-songwriter who's played guitar for Mr. Big, The Winery Dogs and Poison. He's been playing guitar since the age of 7, claiming Gene Simmons of Kiss was his inspiration to pick up the guitar. I'm glad he did. This is a bit of his solo work. You Can't Save Me. Brilliant.
Fuck out!
That was Pill and Religion 2, or Religion II. Frontman and founder John Lydon, or Johnny Rotten, says Pill is where he found peace. He loves being in the band, and more than anything, it's where he found himself. He claims to still get on with Pistols drummer Paul Cook. He's the only one that he actually does. And he says we're mates, but he doesn't reckon they'd be friends if they were still in the band together. And allegedly he spent thousands of pounds on iPad apps. So be warned, they are addicted. Coming now, we've got a 2.5 minute wonder from DOA, a Canadian punk rock band often referred to as founders of hardcore punk. Signature guitarist Joey Shithead Keith Lee is the only founding member to be consistent in the lineup throughout the band's history. They've been active since, well, in and out, 78 to 90, 2002 to 2013, and 2014 to present. Keith Lee is also founder of his Sudden Death Records, releasing music by DOR and several other bands, including Pointed Stick and Young Canadians. This is You Can't Save Me. You're listening to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox.
Okay, guys, show us what you got.
was Strife and Through and Through, hardcore band from LA, whose speed metal style of hardcore was considered revolutionary at the time. We're talking early 90s there. Their 1997 album, In This Defiance, was notable for the guest appearances of Chino Moreno of the Deftones, Dino Cazares of Fear Factory, and Sepultura's Ego Cavalera. I'm just going to mention myself and Dr. Innes had a little trip down to Hull, O'Reilly's in Hull, and we went to watch Filthy Filthy, a whole original punk band, and The Vibrators, old school punk. Superb venue, great gig, we had a great night. Darren Bunting, who actually runs the show down there, does work hard, he puts on a lot of gigs down there, and he is a top bloke. He also puts gigs on at the service station in Hull, Tuesdays and Thursdays. I believe it's free entry, so pop along there, as I always say, use these venues or lose them, you know. Live music, let's keep it going. Right, who we got next? I don't know. Dead Naked Hippies. I've just been informed by my able assistant there, Nathan Downs. Dead Naked Hippies, art rock trio from Leeds, fronted by Force of Nature frontwoman Lucy Jowett. Well, she does lull you into a bit of subtlety before taking your head off with a wall of sound. Despite only being three members, they really are a force to be reckoned with. And, you know, the live set is all booming drums, huge guitars, and like I say, a banshee on vocals. They have shared the stage with the Idols, Queen Z, and played Leeds Festival, TQ Festival, Twisterella, plus many, many more. This is Rare.
Why do you cry when it all goes?
liking that a lot. Almost Pearl Jam-esque, that. That was Above, Finger 11. The song was called Above, and that was Finger 11. Alternative metal band from Canada. Originally a funk-style band called Rainbow Butt Monkeys, which I quite like the name of that. They did change the name to Finger 11, and the band turned to a much heavier sound. Which, yeah, I think it works. Works very well. Loving that. Next on the jukebox, we have 3 Minutes to Live. They're from the Art of Country Music in Nashville, Tennessee. So Nathan's already got his eyes lit up there because he's a big country fan. Unfortunately, 3 Minutes to Live do deliver a smack in the face brand of metal. They were formed in 2004 and they quickly made a name for themselves, paying their dues in the clubs and bars. They've got a very high energy live performance. It's all sledgehammer guitars, crushing rhythm section, and aggressive, no old bad vocals. I think it's a winning formula. You're listening to the Codfather's Alternative Jukebox. This is Knock Me Down.
We'll be right back.
Well, it's all going off in the studio. There's Nathan slam dancing, mosh pit, you name it. He's right in there.
Hello? It's for you. What? Friends? I'd rather be dead.
I'd Rather Be Dead, and that was the Soap Girls. They're not your typical pop stars. They were previously signed to Universal Music. They now do their own thing on their own terms, and they're pushing the DIY ethic, as most punk do. Pop mixed with punk and grunge, and it certainly works for the duo. I don't believe they're actually playing the Santiago Bar in Leeds in August, with support, I believe, from Edited People. Don't quote me on that, but I will update you if I know any more. On the jukebox next, we've got Ida Maria, Swedish singer-songwriter who falls into that punk alternative bracket. She's been performing since she was 14, has appeared on later with Jules Holland, performed Glastonbury in 2009, and this song was included in the soundtrack of the film Lesbian Vampire Killers. This is I Like You So Much Better When You're Naked. I should say to you, they got stuck somewhere.
hurt you, baby. They're gonna put you away.
It is so sick.
Put your baby dressed up in red. Put your baby messed up head. Put your baby gone at night. Put your baby turn on the lights. Oh yeah. Oh no. Oh yeah. Oh no. Oh yeah now. Oh no. Oh yeah. Put your baby used to kill. Put your baby on your will. Put your baby today is the day. Put your baby gonna put you away. Oh yeah. Oh no. Oh yeah. Oh no. Oh yeah now. Oh no. Oh yeah. Put your baby the rest of his bread. Put your baby next in your head. Put your baby going at night. Put your baby turn on the light. Oh yeah. Oh no. Oh yeah. Oh no. Oh yeah now. Oh no. Oh yeah.
Your Baby and the Plasmatics, punk band fronted by Wendy Orlean Williams. She was dubbed the Queen of Shock Rock, considered one of the most controversial and radical female singers of her time, often sporting a Mohawk hairstyle and her stage theatrics included partial nudity and blowing up equipment. Back in 1985, during her height of popularity, she was nominated for a Grammy for Best Female Rock Vocal Performance. Sadly, Williams did take her own life with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. April 8th, 1998. She was 48 years old. God, that's nearly 31 years to the day. Well, that's another show just about done and dusted. Thank you for joining me. Thanks as always to Nathan Downs, Dr. Haynes, Smile Radio, and of course you for listening. I've been the Codfather. You've been listening to the Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio. If you've missed a show, you can pop over to the website, thecodfatherdj.com. Mr. Show, you can also thecodfatherdj.podbean.com. It's on there. You can drop me a tune, thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. I shall be back next week for some more epic tunage. Scene is out this week. American crossover thrash punk outfit, Dirty Rotten Imbeciles, or DRI. That's them for sure. And I don't need society. I'll catch you next week.